Allison Bektesh, staff reporter for the Aspen Daily News. Thanks for joining me for this week's news brief.
I'm happy to.
Your article about how income levels in Pitkin County are the least sustainable in the state is an eye-opener. It's based on data from the Colorado Division of Labor and Employment presented to Pitkin County commissioners late last month. It involves something called the self-sufficiency standard. What is that?
So it basically means, can you, off of what you're getting paid, can you also pay all your bills? Can you pay rent? Can you buy groceries? Can you be a self-sufficient person who's not using government-subsidized programs?
Talk about the levels per household in Pitkin, Eagle, and Garfield counties. I mean, how much does a single person with one child need to earn in order to be self-sufficient in those counties?
The self-sufficiency standard is based on if you were a single parent with a preschool-aged child, and someone in Pitkin County would need to make more than $71,000 a year in order to hit that standard. Eagle County is doing a little bit better than that. That single parent would need to make between $51,000 and $58,000 a year to be considered self-sufficient, and same with Garfield County.
What percentage of workers in Pitkin County are self-sufficient based on what you found out?
So the number of jobs that don't meet those sustainability requirements are around 13% of jobs in Pitkin County for a single person. That actually goes up to 90% of households of five or more. Basically, in Pitkin County, we're not hitting the self-sufficiency standards.
You know, to me, this is problematic on more than one level. I mean, it also means that some of these people who work an average, in your article you said, of 1.3 jobs in Pitkin County and who still don't meet the self-sufficiency standard fall in this gap of not being able to get any government assistance. Talk about that.
So what's interesting about the gap is that a lot of our assistance programs are based on the federal level and the federal income levels that we apply to how much you might earn within the Roaring Fork Valley. It seems like we all make a lot of money here when you compare it to the entire rest of the country. So those people who would only qualify meeting the federal income standards are making too much for that. However, we know using the self-sufficiency standards, they're not making enough that they don't need subsidies here in the valley. So there's wages that you can earn where you look maybe, quote, rich on paper, but you're definitely not rich in the Roaring Fork Valley.
What is Pitkin County prepared to do about that gap?
So this was a work session, a presentation to the Pitkin County commissioners, just to bring some of this data in front of those people who maybe could affect some policy. It can come up in things like when we go to build new housing and we're making categories of how much someone might make in order to qualify for the different housing categories, just to remember not just to use the federal salary standards, but also to use our local self-sufficiency standards on if someone would need some housing. Nance Undine is the county's director of human services. She actually alluded to wage reform, which we've kind of seen nationwide, that maybe local communities would vote to have minimum wage standards, and maybe that would be a policy way in which we could up wages here in the valley. That was not something that was discussed as the next steps moving forward by the commissioners, but it was mentioned by her.
For people who are below the self-sufficiency standard in any county, Garfield, Pitkin, Eagle, it seems like free market housing isn't going to work.
I think we've seen for decades that free market housing is not for locals. Subsidized housing is probably something that is needed more than anything else in this valley, at least as because everything else relates on housing.
So who would subsidize the housing?
I can mostly only speak to Pitkin County, a housing authority, but the government. It's something that you're choosing to spend public dollars on in order to keep a public infrastructure, including workers. So you can look at it as an economic driver to build housing. You could look at it as a health and human services issue in order to provide roofs over families' heads. But as we've seen in the Roaring Fork Valley, actually more than any other resort town in the country, the government can step in and help build some of that housing.
Anything else you'd like to add about this article, Allison?
I think data is really helpful. I'm kind of always a sucker for data, but we can say that it is hard to make it work here, and we can say that it feels really expensive here. But when you have numbers that show clearly that Picken County is at the top. It is harder for us to do normal things here, like buy groceries, than it is anywhere in the state. It's good to be able to have that metric and then start working on policy from there.
Well, Allison Bechtesh, staff reporter for the Aspen Daily News, thanks very much for your work, and thanks for joining me today.
So good to talk to you, Amy.